Every people has their uniforms, their mode of dress, their specific character that's reflected in the mode of dress. You have Yishmaelim have their head covering, Indians wear turbans, different styles of dress when it comes to the Jewish people. So obviously we spoke about wearing a yarmulke, a kippah, but that's really, we pointed out, that's a minhag hamechayev, but that's not a formal halacha. When it comes to the tzitzis, so tzitzis is really a Jewish form of dress that's part of the halacha, integrated halacha, and that is, of course, a din. Person is wearing a four-cornered garment, really anything more than a four-cornered garment. Four or more, you're chayv and tzitzis. If you have, I haven't seen these, but if you have some kind of octagonal garment or a five-cornered garment, you'll be chayv and tzitzis. You have to put tzitzis on the four corners. Four corners, not all five corners, but on four corners of the garment. It is well known that if I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, most of our garments today are not four-cornered garments naturally. Our shirts, our pants are not naturally four-cornered garments. So mikra din, if I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I am potter and sits. I don't have a chiyuv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. If I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, so now I'm being mevatel mitzvah say. Now I'm doing an isser by wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So is there anything wrong with just walking around without tzitzis? Is that a problem? Or just you're not seizing a mitzvah, is it a problem not to wear what we call arba kanfos? So the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph, addresses this issue. And the Gemara describes that Rav Katina, one of the Amoraim, used to not wear tzitzis. And as he was traveling, doing his thing, not wearing tzitzis, a malach came down and says, Rav Katina, why are you not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis? And he says, if it's an avera not to wear tzitzis, I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I'm not chayv in tzitzis. And the response of Malach HaMavet says, while that is true, but during a time of pranios, during a time when things are not working well for Klal Yisrael, there could even be an onesh on having an opportunity to do a mitzvah and ignoring that opportunity. So there is a possibility even of onesh in a case where one is not wearing a four-cornered garment during a time of pranios, when Hashem is kind of giving us a more din-oriented focus, and therefore, certainly it is a good idea. More importantly, not only it's a more than a good idea, it is an opportunity, but also there's a possibility of onus if a person kind of ignores the mitzvah of arba kanfos. In fact, I would even suggest as follows, perhaps Hashem gave us some mitzvahs that are what we call mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do them, it's not a chiyuv, but it's an opportunity, and I would analogize that to perhaps a husband bringing home flowers for his wife for the Shabbos table on a Friday afternoon. So is it an obligation to bring flowers home? It's not an obligation to bring flowers home. You don't have to do that as a husband. You're not technically delinquent in your obligation as a husband by not giving your wife a gift of some sort, but there's certain activities which are there as a reshus or kind of optional, and by doing so, you actually are expressing an extra sense of love. You're expressing that I really care, not just satisfying my core obligations, but I'm looking to express endearment. I'm looking to express affection. I'm looking to express that I really want this relationship. It means something to me. And even though it's not a formal chiyuv, I go ahead and insert myself in it nonetheless. I do it nonetheless because this is the relationship. I want a complete and full relationship. And therefore, the mitzvah perhaps is designed specifically as a mitzvah that is not a chiyuv, but expresses that love that I have, that desire to come close, to want to do mitzvahs Hashem. When it comes to many mitzvahs, most mitzvahs, we have a famous machlokes tanoim, amoroim, rishonim, and 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. Whether you have to have kavana when you fulfill mitzvahs. Ideally, of course, yes. Major machlokes throughout Laora Koladeros. There are three mitzvahs I say where everyone agrees that there's a heightened level of kavana that is required. Not just kavana to be yotze, but there's an added kavana that is required. Does anyone know what those three mitzvahs are? Tzitzis is one of them. Very good. Tefillin and sukkah. The Torah goes out of its way with respect to these three mitzvahs to say, I want you to have kavana. I have a specific kavana. When it comes to sukkah, leman yedu dorosechem. Kibasukos hashavis bnei yisrael belteis mitzrayim. I want you to know why exactly you're sitting in sukkah and have that kavana. When it comes to tefillin, leman tia Torah Hashem beficha, we want you to wear the tefillin with an understanding that you are donned in Torah, and you should have Torah on your lips. And tzitzis, or isim also, uzchartim is called mitzvah Hashem. And therefore, when you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simin Ches, not just to put on the tzitzis and have the regular, ordinary kavana, but as you put on the tzitzis, to think I'm now connecting myself do this mitzvah to remember kol mitzvah Hashem. And when I see the tzitzis, I'm reminded to fulfill all mitzvah Hashem. Thus, for example, there's a remez, as Rashi points out in the Chumash, a remez to kol mitzvah Hashem in tzitzis. The gematria of the word tzitzis is 600, and there are 5 knots, 8 strings, for a total of 613, to signify and remember the mitzvah Hashem. And that leads us to the last dvar halach I want to share, which is, what is the proper practice when wearing the tzitzit? Does one wear them out? Does one wear them in? So that's, of course, a reflection of this idea. Or isim also, you see the tzitzit, uschartem. So you have to see the tzitzit. There's an idea of seeing the tzitzit. And that's what's passed in Shulchan Aruch, and in Ches, halach yud aleph, that when you wear the tzitzit, they should be worn on top of your garment. Not like anyone in this room is wearing their tzitzis, but literally on top of your garment, on your shirt. And that's the minig of the chassidim. The chassidim, you'll notice, when they go ahead and they put on tzitzis, it's over their shirt. They wear it outside. That's the psak and shulchan aruch, to wear them al begadav or ismo. So you have to see everything. The Sifri HaKabbalah, and brought down by the Arizal, says, no. That's referring to the talis gadol. The talis gadol is al begadav. However, the talis katan is meant to inspire us on the inside. Talis gadol is for the outside. Talis katan is for the inside, it's for the pnimius. And therefore, the Arizal assumes that the talis katan specifically should be worn under the shirt, tucked in. The tzitzit should not be out. And indeed, that is the minig of the Sfaradim. The Ovad Yosef Nihavadas, Simin Chelek Bey, Simin Aleph says, we should be careful when it comes to the talis katan to wear them inside. Sfaradim wear talises from the time they're bar mitzvah. Talis outside, talis katan under the garments. And the Mogen Avram suggests a third view. And that's a common practice amongst yeshivas, and that is to wear the beged underneath the garment, but the tzitzis, the strings out. He says the beged is for the pnimius, like the Arizal, but the tzitzis to be worn out. And then you have a kind of compromised view. There's a view of the Shlach HaKadosh who says maybe you can accomplish both. Tzitzis in and tzitzis out. And you've probably seen some people have the tzitzis like looped around their belts, out and then tucked in or in their pockets. So it's a little in, a little out, trying to accommodate all shitas, the vision of the Kabbalah, the Arizal, wearing them in for the pnimius, having them out so you can see them, and trying to achieve all objectives. In terms of what to do, la halacha, in, out, so every minig is really supported. There's room for every minig, and a person should do whatever kind of speaks to him. But Mishnah Berurah does have some very, very strong words for those who wear them inside, tucked in, because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed of the mitzvah. They're walking around Gentiles, and they're embarrassed of the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah has very strong words about that. It says, you should be proud of mitzvahs. You should wear them as a medallion. You're part of the army of Hashem, and wear that badge with pride, with a enthusiasm, with energy. And that's how we should approach the mitzvah of tzitzis. Please pay attention to Rav Safa Shlita.